Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton. Jim Gray hosted a Q&A with Tom Brady and spoke to the students at Salem State on Thursday night. It was Brady's first appearance since the Wells report was released. He didn't have much to add, but here's the entirety of Tom Brady and what he had to say on the issue.
So I think when we decided to do this 4 months ago, there was a little bit of a different circumstance than what we're facing here this evening. So we are going to keep the evening as to what it was supposed to be. However, there is an elephant in the room.
Where?
You may be the only one who doesn't see it. So, Tom, you're in the news here, and the Ted Wells report was just released.
Jim's known for hard-hitting questions. We have a show on Monday nights, and this is how it usually goes for me, so I'm used to it.
We're going to deal with it, and then we're going to move on with the evening. What is your reaction, Tom, to the Ted Wells report?
Who cares?
See, I can't usually say those things. But I don't have really any reaction, Jim. Our owner commented on it yesterday, and it's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully. But when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it. And everybody else.
Are you that slow a reader?
Well, my athletic career has been better than my academic career. So usually I'm used to reading X's and O's. This was a little bit longer.
When do you plan to address this publicly?
Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. There's still a process that's going forth right now. And, I'm involved in that process. So whenever it happens, it happens. And I'll certainly want to be very comfortable in how I feel about the statements that I make.
So since those statements right now will speak for you and you don't want to get into the details, how are you handling this controversy? Is it bothering you?
I've dealt with a lot of things in the past. I dealt with this 3 months ago before the Super Bowl. I dealt with a lot of adversity over the course of my career, my life. And I'm very fortunate to have so many people that love me and support me. Thank you. You know, life so much is about the ups and downs. And certainly, I accept my role and responsibility as a public figure. And I think a lot of it, you take the good with the bad. And dealing with different adversities in life, you just try to do the best you can do. And I was raised by a great mom and dad who support me. And I have a lot of great teammates that support me, so we'll get through it.
What are those people telling you? Share it with us.
They're a little biased, aren't they? But, they love me unconditionally, and I love them unconditionally. And like I said, we'll deal with this at a date. Like you said earlier, this wasn't what this night was supposed to be about. So I was here to come and have some fun.
Has this, however, detracted from your joy of winning the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because we earned and achieved everything that we got this year as a team, and I'm very proud of that, and our fans should be too.
Is the Super Bowl tainted? Should there be an asterisk?
What do you guys think? Either do I.
Your answer was?
Either do I.
No, it's not? Is that what you're saying?
I said, I asked what they thought.
I asked you what you thought.
I said, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Do you care what others think, say, and are writing? You're getting pummeled, Tom. Maybe not here tonight, but across the country. Do you care?
Well, I think you know, my nature and my character is one, I think as a human you care what people think. I certainly care what the people that are close to me think and what they care about. I think also as a public figure you learn that there's not everyone's going to like you either. So good, bad, indifferent, there's a lot of people that don't like Tom Brady. And I'm okay with that. So I have teammates that I love and support, that love and support me. I have fans, I have family, I'm very blessed.
We move on. It sounds like a good time to jump off a cliff. Have you done that lately?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Why?
I asked myself the same question about 30 minutes after it happened. I know we were in Costa Rica with my family, and I had my wife holding a camera, and my son was there with me, and it was kind of a spur of the moment thing. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll never do it again. But I think for all the young guys in the crowd, my wife was there with me, and she said, "Are you going to do it?" And then I had a friend that did it. So I just still, some of the best motivation in life is trying to impress a girl.
You already have her.
Yes, yes, and she's a great wife, but even a better mom.
Yeah. All right, so let's just finish off this controversy and be done with it. At least here this evening. How was that trip to the White House?
Did the team go? It was a... unfortunately, I couldn't make that. I had a family commitment, but the team enjoyed it, and it's such a great honor. I've been lucky to go there 3 times professionally and then once when I was in college. So it's a pretty cool place. You guys should go sometime. Hopefully, we're back there next year.
Which begs the question, will you go?
It's an honor to be invited, absolutely. If we get that opportunity, there's no doubt I'll be there.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.